Welcome, everybody. This is Jerry from The Bank Job, and this is your regular NBA timeout. Welcome, everybody. This is your regular NBA timeout. We are talking this week about the trade deadline. As I had brought out in the last episode, there's so much that was going to happen, and a lot did. A little bit of a letdown, but this is sort of a recap of everything that's happened in this trade deadline week so that everyone is caught up and knows what we're looking at heading into the second half of this NBA season. Now that the trade deadline is over, teams are re-examining their roster, trying to really hone in what's the next step. Can they make a run for the title? And if not, what do they have to change in order to make it happen? But Thursday, it all came to a close, so let's recap what happened and what the week of the deadline really had in store for all of us. First off, we'll just get this one out of the way. I discussed it in the last video, DeMarcus Cousins trade. If you haven't heard about it yet, you probably have watched no SportsCenter or not looked at the internet at all. It has definitely been all over social media if you follow any sort of sports related thing. Boogie Cousins traded to the New Orleans Pelicans. If you'd like to hear my thoughts about that and what I anticipate for the rest of the season, please check out the previous episode. If you're watching on YouTube, then I will link it in the description below. So the second bit of news, let's just get right into it. This bit of news is not exactly the trade you'd expect, but rather I'd call it more one of the best upgrades in recent team management history. The Lakers this week ousted Jim Buss finally. And if you guys want a video review of the best and worst moves that he's had in his tenure, please let me know in the comments on YouTube or let me know on Twitter at TheBankJob1991 if you want something for that. So with Jim Buss out of the way, they had to move somebody in his place. And who better than Magic Johnson? This appears to be an amazing move for the Lakers, as with his first day on the job, Magic makes one of, if not the best move of the week. For them, and also for the other team as well. Trading their leading scorer, Lou Williams, to the Houston Rockets. In return, the Lakers were able to get Corey Brewer and an unprotected first-round pick from the Rockets. What's really on the mind for the Lakers is that first round pick of this year's draft. It's clear that they're in a rebuilding mode now. I mean, other than the success of having Lou Alding on the team. Great job. Thanks again, Jerry. So without really spending any extra money, they were able to get a solid reserve player in a decent contract till next season, along with the first round pick in a deep draft, adding to the several talents that they already have on this young Laker roster. So definitely a big win for them. The next issue of the week, Bogdanovich from the Brooklyn Nets is heading to Washington, as Washington has been steadily improving this year, and especially as of late making a push to the playoffs. The biggest spot that they were lacking in was their bench play. When Bradley Beal and John Wall are off the court, this team struggles putting the ball in the basket. While with the Nets, Bogdanovich has been averaging about 14 points, and he's also a pretty careful player with the ball, only averaging about a turnover a game. So this adds a nice steady flow of offense and productivity off their bench if they can rely on an additional 14 points of support from that second unit. So this is a big win for the Wizards and also a win for the Nets to be able to get a pick in this year's draft after trading away their second-round pick in order to acquire Joe Johnson back in 2012, putting them at a better position to really start this rebuilding phase. The next one we're going to talk about, Nerlens Noel. It's no secret that Nerlens Noel did not want to be in a 76ers uniform. He wanted out of there badly, and this week he got his dreams to come true. The Sixers definitely capitalized, though, in what they could get in return for a big man who's still yet to show his full potential in the league. In return, the Sixers got Andrew Bogut, who they intended on trading before the deadline was over, but unfortunately there was not enough time to remaining to pull something off, so they're going to work out some sort of a buyout agreement, I'm sure. So along with Bogut, they also have a highly protected draft pick, a 1-18 first-round draft pick of this year. And if that doesn't happen, then it alters to two second-round draft picks both in this year's draft and then the following one in next year's 2018 draft. So that's another win for the 76ers, who seem to have a limitless supply of draft picks. At this point, really, hashtag trust the process, and it's proven true so far. They're just getting better every year, and I hope that it works out for them this following one. Before we talk about the last one, the last transaction of the week, there's some honorable mentions going on. Let's talk about the Bulls trading Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott, also with a 2018 second rounder, to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Cameron Payne, who is probably one of the better young talents coming off of the bench, Jeffrey Laverne, and Anthony Morrow. This trade can pretty much make Enes Kanter irrelevant on the bench. Is there anyone opposed to that? Moving on. Next, Ersan Ilyasova of the 76ers traded to the Atlanta Hawks for Tiago Splitter. Along with Tiago Splitter, the 76ers get a second-round draft pick, and they also swap the second-rounders that they already had. So they get one outright one, and then they swapped the other one. The next one, Roy Hibbert, traded for the second time within a month, which is pretty impressive. Originally being sent from the Hornets in a deal for Miles Plumlee, he got traded again within hours of the trade deadline looming for a heavily protected second-rounder by the Denver Nuggets. The value of this big man has clearly dropped since his run in Indiana, where they once said that their best offensive strategy was a missed shot because of all the rebounds that he could get and all the putback points. Since his years there, he's just been misplaced in several organizations, and hopefully the Nuggets will be a much better fit for him. I hope so. I really do. The next one, the last one I'll probably bring out for these honorable mentions, the Phoenix Suns send P.J. Tucker to the Raptors for its second round pick in both of the next two drafts, and they also gain Mike Scott from the Atlanta Hawks for a suitcase and also a pocket full of change. Might as well. Why not? So let's get into this last transaction. I call it a transaction because this is technically not a trade, even though this is the trade deadline week. Let's talk about the Mavericks again for a few minutes. The Mavericks, after trading away Andrew Bogut, they also waive the rights to Deron Williams. So now, if only there were a team that was in need of maybe a playmaker. The Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron James, his wish came true today. He needed someone to handle the ball and make plays while he's off the court, and who better to do that than a washed-up 32-year-old point guard? Seriously, though. We know that it hasn't been the best few years for Williams in Dallas, but hopefully motivated by a very, very good possibility of winning his first NBA championship, he will have a great impact in distributing the basketball to this Cavs second unit. I think that this may change a little bit, possibly, the flow and style of Cleveland's offense, but I don't know how much of a change it's going to make. The Raptors were able to make a big change with Serge Ibaka a few weeks ago, when they have him, and then you put other things in play, whereas Lou Williams is now in Houston, and the Wizards have a sharpshooter now in Bogdanovich. Is what they did really as effective as it could have been? We'll have to wait and see. We'll see how this whole thing plays out in the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. I think everybody's got to be on the lookout for Houston right now. Things could be very much on the up and up for them. But that is it. That is all I have for you. I just want to do a brief recap of everything that's happened this trade deadline week. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you like what you heard, please like, comment, subscribe on iTunes and YouTube. Leave me a comment on Twitter. And I will talk to you guys in the next one. Later.